This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, of course, it's time for our visit with Dan Watson. He is the certified lubrication technician expert. He is the man when it comes to all things lubrication and all things in the realm of AMSOIL, where he is one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America, but more than 25 years of experience. He's done a tremendous amount of YouTube videos on subjects and appeared on many different radio shows, but we so enjoy having him with us each and every week at this very same time. If you'd like to call in and talk to Dan, we'd love to hear from you live at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email to me, Bob, at autoworldradio.com, or you can email Dan directly at danwatson@theloopage.com. And if you haven't visited the Loop page, I recommend you do so ASAP, because there's lots of cool information there. So now we go to the guest lines and welcome the man himself, our certified lubrication specialist, Dan Watson. Dan, thanks for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Looks like for some reason here on Sunday evenings as we start to talk, it starts to rain, so it's time to come down again. But yes, that's normal. I mean, we live in the beautiful state of Florida, and once in a while it has to rain, so it's raining now.
Exactly, and it's a bit of a rainy period of late, but and that's also all part of where we live, Dan. So I know you're constantly getting questions from folks, and I'm wondering, kind of in general, what are you being asked about the most recently?
Well, there's some topics that keep coming up, and I think it's because they worry people, and they're not sure what it all means. And we've talked about it already a couple times on the radio, but excuse me. It's worth talking about again. I've had a lot of people that are concerned with this low-speed pre-ignition, referred to as LSPI, low-speed pre-ignition. It is something to be concerned about, but only if you have a direct-injected gasoline engine. And that's a pretty small percentage of people out there right now. It's a successful engine. It's the EcoBoost from Ford. And there's various other models that tell you they're direct injected, but that's one of the trade names I can think of right off the bat is the EcoBoost. And these engines they have an injector that injects directly into the cylinder like a diesel rather than putting it into the induction. So they can either be direct injected or induction injected. Induction means that they put the injectors in the actual manifold for the intake manifold for the air that comes in, and that's how you get the fuel-air mixture coming into the cylinders by putting the injector in that induction path, for air that comes into the cylinder. Now, these direct injected engines, they're powerful engines, and they're proving their mettle as far as performance. But they do bring up some problems, and this low-speed pre-ignition is one of those problems. Now, what do you do about it if you're a consumer and you own one of these vehicles? Well, it is a product of gasoline and engine oil mixing and then getting slung back up into the cylinder and actually igniting before the spark plug is supposed to be setting it off. So you have to have oil that will not participate in this phenomenon. And how you know you've got the right oil, they've helped us out on this, is the current gasoline engine oil classification from the API, American Petroleum Institute, is S as in Sam and N as in November. And the way you'll know that it will not participate in LSPI is they put a plus on it. So it's called SN plus. If you have SN plus, hey, plus means you're above the deficit. You're in good shape. So you won't have LSPI. That's the simplest thing to tell people. Just make sure you're running an SN plus rated engine oil, and you will not be concerned with LSPI. Now, Bob, to put some seriousness into this, if that LSPI is bad enough and it the pre-ignition is at the wrong point on that piston and connector rod, you can break a connector rod at the connector bolt that holds that rod, or at the pin that is in the bottom of the piston where the rod is connected. You can break it, and it's happened. So you want to make sure you're getting a quality engine oil that is SN plus. Now, that's the number one thing I've been bugged about since we talked about it on the radio. I continue to get questions about is, you know, 20 weight oil going to protect my car? And considering that now I'm getting questions about where can I find 0W16 oil, yeah, we're going to have to get over this aversion to thin oil, I think. It's just not going to go away. Those old-timers like me and my compadres from the 60s, driving cars in the 60s, we're just going to have to get over it. They're going to make thinner oil whether we like it or not. So that comes up a lot. And recently I've had some questions, Bob, about antifreeze. And that's something that we haven't talked about much on the air, but maybe we'll look a little where in the future, and we'll do a little segment or two on the different kind of antifreeze and why it's important to you. I will say this about it before we move on, is that more cars every year fail due to rusted out water ports than they do to any other type of failure. And that's because, antifreeze is just one of those things that is forgotten about. Yeah, it's in there, it's in the coolant, you know. Nobody thinks about it. And once it loses its ability to stop rust, rust can get pretty aggressive in an engine because it's just, as you know, it's just what we call cold steel. It's not like some rust-resistant aluminum or stainless steel. It's just good old iron and carbon-based steel. And once you get water and steel and oxygen together, you can get some pretty rapidly working corrosion. So antifreeze is real important. I mean, it's just real important, and it's kind of forgotten. People don't think much about it, but it's really important to your engine. So I know we're headed up on our first break here in a few seconds, so I think that's most of the things that the top items that I've been hit on for the past couple of weeks. I get asked about everything, but those are the ones that come to mind. And people can just, you know, they need to feel free to ask these questions and put them in on my email or into my website and ask them, because you never get an answer unless you ask your question.
And of course, Dan, you've got your telephone ready to take calls from listeners. Sometimes I know you get so busy that it may take a day or so to get back, but why don't you make sure and give out your telephone number as well?
Yes, it's always available at 800-370-2986. And my email is kind of easy. It's my name, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. So pretty easy to get to, and that website, thelubepage.com, you can put in a question there too.
The phones are ringing, and that means there's calls coming in at 855-660-4261. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back. Don't be confused.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross or United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're so happy that you are with us here today, listening on that very same radio station, or if you're listening online at GCNlive.com. Thanks for being here. This is the hour in which we talk to our our oil expert, our certified lubrication expert with over 25 years worth of experience, Dan Watson. He's the CEO of the Lube Page, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. And when it comes to all lubrication, there's nobody knows as much as Dan. Dan is the man, as far as I'm concerned. So you're ready for some questions, Dan?
Yeah, I think we just try to get right to those and see if we can work our way through them.
All right, great. First question comes from Chris in Traverse City, Michigan, WMKT area. And he has a 2005 BMW M4. I had the pleasure of test driving one of those for a week a couple of years ago. This one is equipped with the S55 motor. That's the inline BMW 6 with a twin turbo. Which AMSOIL product should I use? AMSOIL's website says Euro Full SAP 5W40, but I'm not familiar with SAP requirements of this engine, and BMW went to Shell dumping Castrol as of January of this year. The BMW dealer says use the BMW oil that is 0W30. A little bit of confusion there.
Yeah, and he's wanting to know which AMSOIL should he use and all this. See, here's an explanation, because we've got other lots of listeners out there that drive these European cars. The European organization that would match up like our API, American Petroleum Institute, the designated letters are ACEA. And it's French. And I'm going to give it the English translation. It means the A is for association, C is for construction, E is for European, and A is for automobile. So the association of to construct European cars, basically. But it's in French. That's where it comes from. All right, so here's the thing. They specify the same kind of things that our API does, but they have five levels of oil certifications for gasoline, and they used to have as many as seven for diesel, but you knock a couple of those out now as antiquated, no longer used, so about five also. But we have one in America for diesel, and one for, well, we have two for diesel now, but, and one for gasoline. API says, hey, you can use SN or now SN Plus and everything, right? Well, when you get over into these European cars where you have these high-performance BMWs and these really high-performance Mercedes and not Ferraris, but there's another, I can't think of it, Maseratis, Ferraris, all those cars. Anyway, they're going to have different specifications than the Yugo from wherever, Yugoslavia, right? Whatever. So they put big specifications on different cars, and you got to meet those. It's called the ACEA specs. Now, for this BMW, this 2015 BMW with this high-performance twin-turbo engine, what the BMW's oil, the 0W30 that they're talking about using, has to meet some ACEA specs for intense operation. Now, in our American oils, there are some numbers that we can cross over, and we can actually end up some of our oils being certified to meet these ACEA. And then on the other hand, a company like AMSOIL and Mobil and some others now actually have European auto oil that you could buy that would carry these specs, because we have that many European autos running around in the United States. And he asked about what he should do with, as far as AMSOIL, the BMW says use a 0W30. Well, there's a 0W30 in our Signature Series oils that he could use. But we have this hidden gem for these high-performance cars that, for my money, I would use, and that's our original AMSOIL 10W40, because, see, this car actually can use anything from 0W30 to 10W40 in its specifications based on, you know, temperature ranges and all that stuff that you're operating in. But the thing about this 10W40 original AMSOIL, it's our severe-duty, high-performance 10W40 oil, is that it is loaded up with high zinc and phosphorus. Now, why do we even worry about that in this modern engine? It's because it's got two turbos. And these twin turbos are going to require the best protection possible. One of my shops that I deal with, they have had a rash of BMW turbo failures. And they know that they've been running the oil that would be okay, an American oil that would be okay with BMW. But it really isn't. They think it is, but it probably, I did this research for them, probably won't meet these ACEA specs that BMW is calling for. And when we, when I worked with them and we put this 10W40 in, there's not a BMW with a high performance turbo in it yet that's had any problem when it runs that 10W40. It's a tough, high performance, severe duty oil that's got all the protections to protect this level of performance that they're pulling out of this BMW twin turbo engine. And that's the key there is twin turbo. So here's the deal. If you've got a European auto out there, especially if it's turbocharged, you do yourself a favor and send your information into my website and ask me what we'd recommend, because quite honestly, you cannot rely upon the American oil specs to protect that car. You have to find oils that truly meet the European auto specs to protect that engine. Oh, it'll run, seem to run fine. But at 60,000 miles or so, the turbo may be clattering because you got so much play in the bearing and it's starting to wear out that the clearances aren't holding up and it's just before flying apart. So very expensive component to replace, and you don't have to worry about replacing it all if you run the real oil that will meet the spec. And yes, you could just go to BMW and tell them to protect your car by putting the European oil that they have in their dealership, and most of them will have an oil that is BMW certified, and BMW is a very strict company. If you put the dealership's oil in there, it's going to protect it, and you're going to pay for it. It's not going to be cheap having the guys change oil down at the BMW place, I promise you. So if that doesn't matter to you, that's one way to stay completely out of trouble. If you're not sure otherwise, another way is to go to thelubepage.com and say, hey, Dan, I got a such and such a BMW. What would you recommend? Or I got a high-performance Mercedes, or I got a Peugeot with a turbo. What would you recommend? Because you have to protect those engines. They're beautiful engines, but they take high-spec oil.
That's some really great advice. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages. And when we come back on the other side, we've got a question from Steve in Illinois, and we can get you in as well. 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. On Face the Nation, Vice President Mike Pence highlights the accomplishments of the Trump administration following Barack Obama's presidency.
This country was struggling. I mean, it was the weakest economic recovery since the Great Depression.
One of the president's most vocal GOP critics, Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, tells NBC's Meet the Press, there's something wrong with today's politics.
I would like both of these parties to be healthier and be competing to be better than the other one amongst a bunch of good ideas instead of trying to be less bad than the other one and always say how you're anti. It's just not big enough. But I'm committed to the party of Lincoln and Reagan as long as we can try to reform it and get it back to being a party that's about the universal dignity of all Americans.
Sass says that President Trump's White House is creating too much drama and is distracting the country from more serious issues, calling it a reality show soap opera presidency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson is with us, CEO of the LubePage, certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years worth of experience. Dan was also in the U.S. Navy, where he was a nuclear propulsion specialist, and just has more knowledge than anybody I know. And he's also one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. So you can save money having it going through Dan, and Dan can have it delivered right to your door. So you can email him up or give him a call about that. We got a question from Steve in Cairo, Illinois. According to Honda, they say change the oil every 10,000 miles or 1 year, specifying 5W20. Being a first-time AMSOIL user, I'm leaning towards the 5W20XL. Should I follow Honda or AMSOIL for the interval? And Steve will help you out.
Well, here's the thing on that. The last question he's got there, should he follow Honda or AMSOIL? Now, if you're looking at standard oils, you always follow Honda, follow the manufacturer. Now, when you have an oil company that will provide you with an engine oil and provide you with a warranty that that oil can be used for a longer drain interval than that is recommended by the manufacturer, then you're pretty covered and backed up. The truth is, there's nobody else doing that other than AMSOIL. There was Quaker State years ago had a thing that they would warrant your engine if you did 3,000 mile oil changes and you could certify that you were doing with Quaker State. They would give you a 200,000 mile warranty if you change that oil every 3,000 miles, that they're going to say your engine's going to last, right? Now, the problem with that is that, quite frankly, anybody could give you a warranty if you were changing oil literally every 3,000 miles, because we have never said at Amsoil that you can't find an oil that will last 3,000 miles. That's such a pittance. That's like, you know, Michelin tire company saying, oh, there's no way you can find an oil out there, I mean, a tire out there that'll last 20,000 miles. Of course you can, okay? But you have to step up if you want a tire to go 80,000 or 100,000 miles. So the thing about this is that we recommend right now for that XL oil he's talking about, that's our intermediate range oil that's good for 1 year, 12,000 miles. And I highly recommend that if he drives the miles that that's important to him, to go on to the 12,000 miles. We're going to put a ironclad warranty that backs that up, that that oil's not going to fail during that period of time or cause any damage or be related to any damage in the engine. So, but if he's leery of that, then stick with the 10,000 and use the XL. Not much difference between 12 and 10, but you know, you can get that extra 2,000 if you want. Now, let's just talk for just a second, Bob, about the fact that everybody throws these numbers out there. This oil is good for 4,000. That oil is good for 5. The guys out at the Jiffy Lubes are telling you to change it every 3. Some manufacturers saying go 7,500. Are all these people, you know, standing next to a wall with a big dart board that's measured with these, and they just throw darts, or where are they coming up with all these numbers? And I would caution our listeners to understand that almost a number of these, you'd be just as accurate as throwing at that dartboard, because nobody in any of our current automotive applications calls for 3,000 mile oil changes. All these new cars are anywhere from 5,000 to 7,500 miles on high quality engine oil. And some, like Toyota, that has now gone to synthetic bumper to bumper, they do 10,000 mile oil changes. And if you go into European autos, they have everything from 7,500 to 12,000 miles right in the owner's manual. So there's got to be something that we're using to know where to set these mileage changes. And that's the key thing. When do you change oil? Why do you change oil? Well, you don't change oil just because the odometer hits a certain mileage. You're using the mileage so that you would stay within the parameters of how long you think the oil can go under certain conditions. And how would you, why would you condemn oil? Well, if it got too thick or too thin, got too dirty, if the anti-wear additive package was gone and didn't have any anti-wear stuff left, if the antioxidant in it was gone and it was sludging up and making a lot of crud in the engine, if it was heavily contaminated with fuel, there's a number of what they call condemnation limits that you put on oil. And that's the chemical side that is what you really change oil for, not because the odometer hit a certain number. What the manufacturers do is they pretty much conservatively guess. They go, well, under the worst conditions with this engine and our testing and what we've done, if you keep it to 5,000 miles, with a quality engine oil that meets our requirements, like GM has its Dextos requirements, if they use that and they don't exceed 5,000 miles, then we have a 90% confidence factor that the oil will go that far. Okay, good. That's what they set the mileage on. So what does AMSOIL do? Well, AMSOIL engineers the oil so that in all the testing, under all the severe conditions that you can do with about every kind of engine that's on the road over a period of time, you're able to look at all of the oil analysis, the actual chemical analysis of the oil, and you're able to say, in these 100 test vehicles, the oil was good in every one of these vehicles at our stated mileage, no matter what they did. Okay, then that's a pretty good mileage. Now, what actually happens is, they're usually good for up to 50% further than what AMSOIL recommends. That's what you call a safety factor. If all the engine oils ran and they all ran well for, didn't have any failed for 18,000 miles, then if you set the limit at 12,000, you have a good safety factor that means even when the unexpected and the craziness happens, the oil will still be there. So this is not a specific science, but the real way to set mileage limits is by field testing and oil analysis and then engineering the additive package in the base stocks in the oil that they will not wear out in that period of time. It's kind of like when you make a tire. You say, well, I got to have a certain stiffness of the rubber. I've got to have a certain depth of the tread. I've got to consider how long the tire will last if it's run at low pressure, at high pressure, if it's run on ice and snow, if it's run on hot Arizona asphalt, all these kind of things to get an idea of just how long that tire is going to last. One of the things that helps with tires, though, is you can look right at the tread and do your own visual inspection. But with oil, you're depending upon the analysis and the history and the confidence that the company that went to all the trouble to put that recommendation on it actually has a proven track record. Now, AMSOIL's been doing this extended drain stuff since 1971. That's a long time. And they got several million customers that would say, you know what, it's never failed me. This is good stuff. And over that period of 45, 47 years now, it's been a proven product. So that's what I say when people ask me about mileage on things is, yeah, you can, if you're really uneasy, stick with the manufacturer's recommendation. But if you want to trust a company for extended drain intervals, AMSOIL's got the history behind it to prove it. Now, Mobil's got their new annual oil change recommended for 20,000 miles. I mean, it's one of the largest companies in the world, and they're recommending an extended drain, something that we've been doing since 1971. So I guess you could say our theories have proven.
Well, we're up against break time. When we come back on the other side, more with our good friend Dan Watson. And don't forget, we've got time for your questions. Email us at bob@boblongradio.com or dan@theloupage.com. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
This is Auto World, and we've got our go-to guy when it comes to lubrication. We're learning all kinds of things. There's not an appearance that Dan has on the program here that I certainly learned something, and we're certainly hoping that you guys are learning as well. So let's go to another question. This one's from Georgia, and it's a diesel question. What AMS oil would you recommend for a 2017 Ford Power Stroke diesel? That's becoming a popular choice.
Well, here's the thing. There's a new rating. All these diesel oils start with a C. We were at a CJ4, was the classification by the American Petroleum Institute for diesels, and recently in 2017 we went to CK4. Ford actually was unhappy with the formulation to begin with. They said that what was required, they weren't real happy that the oil completely met everything they wanted in these power strokes. In due time, they've come around and said the CK4 will be satisfactory in their engine. Here's what I would tell our folks out there: if you got a power stroke, hey, just go to go and look at the AMSOIL website and check out the new Max Duty Diesel Oil from AMSOIL that has 6 times the industry standard for anti-wear protection for your engine. 6 times by the Detroit Diesel anti-scuffing wear test that's done. That's just a remarkable, it's the best diesel oil I've ever made. And if you want the very best thing for one of these turbocharged diesels, whether it's a Duramax Power Stroke or a Cummins Turbo Diesel, I highly recommend that oil. Now, it's important though for this question, we'll go through this quick because we've got some left to get through, that you use CK4 rated diesel engine oil, okay? Very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to do with a whole bunch of complicated exhaust systems and all that goes with it. We don't have time to get into that in detail with the time we have left in the hour, but it's important for these diesels that you use CK4 2017 and later diesel engines. Let's just see if we can do a speed run through the next question, Bob.
Well, let's see what the next one is. This is Bill in Colombia, and Bill asks, what is the difference between 20W50 and 5W30 oils? I think 20W50 gives more protection, so why should I run it in all my cars?
Well, this is the question, like I said earlier in the show, when I was just kind of joking about the fact that, you know, the old geezers like me, we have to get used to these thinner oils and running 50 weights and 40 weights like we did, you know, 40 years ago. Here's the thing. First, you need to understand what those numbers mean. We've had a little school on that on this radio show a few times, but that first number with the W, the 20W, 15W, 5W, 10W, 0W, just consider the W stands for winter. That is the cold flow performance of the oil. And the smaller the number, the better it can perform in ever colder weather. In other words, a 10W will flow at colder temperatures than a 20W. And a 0W will flow at colder temperatures than either one of the others, 5W, 10W, 15W, or 20W. So that first number's all got to do with winter weather, making sure that that oil will begin to flow, protect your engine when you're trying to start it up and it's below zero and it's so cold and you're having a hard time. Now, the second number is the actual operational viscosity or thickness of the oil at 212 degrees. That's where it's measured. So I know that a 20W50 means that it's kind of the poorest performing winter rating, 20W, and 50 is that it's pretty doggone thick at 212 degrees. And I know that a 5W30 is going to perform a whole lot better in the winter, and that it's thinner, 212 degrees, than the 50 weight. Okay, so knowing and setting those in general as the parameters, 50 weight oil would provide a lot of protection. There's no doubt about that. But the problem is it's thick enough to create what they call a hydraulic resistance to movement, meaning when it's in very tight areas, it's hard to squeeze it around and move it around. And it'll actually cost you, goodness, it can cost you 10% fuel economy in these modern small high-performance engines that get such fuel economy. You could lose 10%. And actually, it flows so poorly through these tight areas that your bearings might actually be a little starved for oil because they have very small pinholes that the oil flows into the bearing surfaces to keep those parts lubricated and separated. And that 50-weight oil would have to virtually get so hot to thin down enough to flow through those holes that your bearings might be running 50 to 75 degrees hotter than they would with a 30-weight oil. And, of course, the higher heat and over time, you're going to have some problems. So 50-weight oil is a thing of the past for these modern cars. And we're down to, we're talking about 16-weight coming out, much less 50-weight. Got to get our head screwed on straight. A good 20-weight synthetic at elevated temperatures, let's say your engine is running at its normal 205 degree thermostatic temperature, meaning the oil is running about 240, and under any kind of severe operation, heavy air conditioning, real hot day, you're in Phoenix, Arizona, whatever's going on, you might be 260, 270, 280. That 20-weight synthetic will be maintaining about as much protection as a 50-weight petroleum under those conditions, because that 50-weight petroleum is beginning to really start to thin under those elevated temperature ranges. So you can have confidence in the thinner oils, but they have to be better at handling temperature. And that's why I tell everybody that's running 20-weight oil, whether it's 520 or 0W20, that you need to be running a quality synthetic engine oil when you're into 20-weight oils. You can still, but in all honesty, get by with 3,000-mile oil changes with a 30-weight oil in the cars of the 2000 vintage. But when you start getting into these cars that are manufactured with tight clearances for 20-weight oils, you're riding on the margin, and you have to be careful, and you have to make sure that you run a really high-quality performance 20-weight oil. So let's let that one go with that, Bob, and see if we can get this last one in.
Yeah, good idea, Dan. This one is a good question. It comes from Pennsylvania, and it's from Mark. And he writes, "Hi, Dan. I use AMSOIL Signature Series 5W20 on a 2017 Kia Sportage equipped with a 2.4 liter GDI engine." So that is a diesel engine. "But is that the recommended oil? But the manual suggests that I can use 5W30 in the same temperature range. Wouldn't it be better to go with the 5W30? Because of fuel is...
Fuel oil dilution, I think.
Yeah, because of fuel and oil dilution. I have 15,000 miles on the car now. That's not that many miles to be having that kind of issue."
Well, his question, the basis of his question is, would he be better with 530 or 520 in this 2.4 liter gasoline direct injected engine? And here's the truth. Yeah, go to the 5W30. They're finding out that they have more fuel leakage from those injectors in these engines than they first anticipated. Fuel leaking into your oil will cause the oil to get thinner. So you have that 5W30, it's going to make sure that you are at least running around with a 20-weight oil because you started with a 30. But if you start with a 20 and you get very much fuel dilution, you could be getting pretty doggone thin. And you want to, it allows you to run the 5W30, so run the 5W30. And by the way, run a good quality synthetic that can handle some fuel dilution, okay, because... unfortunately, you start running direct injected gasoline engines, you start getting the same problems that they've had for years with diesel engines, which is fuel contamination and those kind of things. So it's something that you have to expect, and you run a little bit thicker oil so that you can be sure that if you get any of that fuel leakage, you get 1 or 2% fuel contamination in the oil, it's not going to thin to a level which you would be uncomfortable with. You start with that 30, it's going to give you protection. That's all the time we got, Bob.
Well, great job as usual, Dan. Everybody visit thelubepage.com. Give out that 800 number one more time.
800-370-2986.
There he is, the man himself, Dan Watson. Thank you, Dan.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.